Vande ham Shri Guru Shri Atapadagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are at one of Srila Prabhupada's farm projects. That's not news for you, you already knew that. Srila Prabhupada had so many projects, so many programs. Book distribution, Harinam, Prasad distribution, restaurants, farms, Back to Godhead, Bhaktivedanta Institute, Gurukul, dioramas. There must be more also, but. And of course, Harinama Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna in public. Can also do in the fields and enliven all the living entities, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, going through the forest of Jharikhanda. But what is the most important project? What do you think? Most important project for everybody? Singing Hare Krishna. Most important project is singing Hare Krishna. Any other suggestions? I can't disagree with that. Singing Hare Krishna is the most important project. Can't disagree with that, but just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking Ramananda Rai, and what is sadhya sadhana tattva? What is the goal of life and how to attain it? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one point accepted, yes, this is very good, but say something more. So, yes, the most important project is singing Hare Krishna. Any other suggestions? Namera Prachar. To preach the holy name. Okay, very good. Eho hoy age koha. That's very good, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Say something more. Say something ahead. To go back home. To go back home. What does that mean? To Latvia? Back to Godhead.
To achieve love of Krishna.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else? Any other suggestions? All right, I was going to say that the most important project is back to Godhead. Is what you said. And not specifically the magazine, but the most important project for everybody is to go back to Godhead. And that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, in a verse spoken by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to Uddhava. This verse, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he used to have it in his on the wall when he was a child in the home of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he said that he vowed to preach this verse up to his last breath. And that verse is, you know what that is? Did you read Bhakti Stanvai Bhav? It's in there. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahu sambhavante manusham artadam anityam apihadhira Turnam yateta nishrayasaya vishaya kalu sarvata syat. Which Srila Prabhupada sometimes quoted, but not so much. Although he gave the purport to it, speaking in English again and again. The point is that we are now in the human form of life, which is very rarely achieved, it won't last very long. as we can see in this community, most of the residents look physically as if they're well past the halfway point. If we take it that man lives for 70, what is it? 70 and 10, that's the biblical way of saying 70 years. So, most of the residents here are well past that. So, we won't live very long, but human form of life is very valuable, has a specific value. Therefore, considering all this, we should do whatever is required before we die, which we shall certainly do, to make sure that we don't get born again. And if we think, well, there's so much to enjoy in the world, Krishna reminds us, this line Srila Prabhupada often used to quote, Nishrayasa, Vishaya Kalu Sarvatasyat, that sense gratification is available in every species of life, including all those worms crawling in the ground here, and the bugs flying here and there. They're all enjoying sense gratification. So that's the project, to get out of this, utilize this human form of life, this miserable world, get out of it and go back to Godhead. There's another verse even more explicit in this regard, also spoken by Krishna to Uddhava and recorded in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nridehaṁ ādyaṁ sulabhaṁ sudurlabhaṁ bhavan sukhalpo guru karna dharam mayānabhas... what is it? Mayānabhasvateritam. Nabhasvateritam. Then I missed one word. And pumam bhavabdhim nataretsam sa'atmaha. Nabhasvateritam. Yeah. Anyway. The purport of this is that, again, he says, human life is very rarely achieved. It is like the human body is like a boat which is suitable for crossing the great ocean of material existence. There are many, many bodies in the ocean of material existence, but only the human body is particularly suitable for crossing the ocean. Other bodies are just for drowning in the ocean. And most humans are also drowning in the ocean. But if one is fortunate to get a good captain for the boat, that means Guru Karna Dharam, Mayanukulena Nabhasvateritam. Yeah, and then if there are good winds blowing, because ships, they need a good wind to blow it, the wind blowing this in this analogy is Krishna's instructions in Shastra. So we have a good boat, which is the human body. We have a good captain, which is the guru who knows how to guide us. Knows he's very expert in guiding, directing the ship, and the favorable winds are there in the form of Krishna's instructions in Shastra. So Krishna says that anyone who has all these opportunities and still fails to cross the ocean is simply committing suicide. Such a person is killing themselves. So Krishna in both these verses speaks about crossing the ocean of material existence, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is of course Krishna himself, come to preach about himself, he made it even more clear than Krishna. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and he said, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru mame vaishasi satyante pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, bow down to me, in this way you will come to me. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the Back to Godhead project even more explicit. We don't find the word prema in Bhagavad Gita. The word bhakti comes up. Bhakti and bhakta, that's there often. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very clear, prema pumartho mahan, that the best or the greatest achievement for every person, specifically human being, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful, he would embrace trees, you just turned the embracing trees, and send them back to Godhead. He, even a dog he sent back to Godhead. That doesn't mean that everyone who keeps a dog sends their dog back to Godhead. More likely we'll get entangled in material affection by keeping dogs. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he specifically said that for every human being, the greatest achievement is prem, Krishna prem. Achievement means to reawaken it. Nitya Siddha Krishna prem, Shada Kabunai, Shravanadi Shuddha Chite Kariye Udoy. That Krishna prem is, where is Krishna prem? Where to find it? Where should we go? It's there within everyone's heart. Simply has to be reawakened by the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna. So all these projects that Srila Prabhupada established are all meant for this purpose. I know you know all of this. You've probably heard it many times, but I've also heard it many times, but it's good to discuss these things, because if we don't discuss these things, then we discuss other things. And by discussing other things, other things means not in Krishna consciousness. As long as we're in this world, unless we're Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's completely absorbed in love of Krishna, or Vanshidas Babaji, who's completely absorbed in love of Krishna. But for everyone else, even a preacher of Krishna consciousness, they have to interact with this world at some level or other. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had external consciousness. He had three stages of consciousness: external, internal, and mixed. So we have to deal with this world to some extent. We have to, for instance, purchase washing powder. It sounds very mundane and not very spiritual, and it is. But I'm just giving it as an example of the kind of things that we have to do to live in this world. So if we don't, we have to speak about that, think about that, arrange some funds for that, and in this way life goes on. So if we don't have the habit of, or the practice of, hearing and chanting about Krishna, then we're just left with washing powder and potatoes and everything else that's required for this body. Washing powder, potatoes, home to live in, babies to look after. But at the end of it all, to use that hackneyed English expression, at the end of the day, you heard that one? If you speak English, you'll hear it again and again and again. At the end of the day, or more precisely, at the end of the life, if we're only thinking about potatoes and washing powder, then we get born in Sweden again. Or, well, I guess there's potatoes and washing powder in other places also. We get born again. We have to think of Krishna. So all of the projects that Srila Prabhupada gave, they are meant not specifically for potatoes and washing powder, although that will be there, but specifically for remembering Krishna. And at the end of life, we have to remember Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada sometimes quoted a Bengali saying that, what is that? Sadhana bhajana Marte Janlehoi. I just can't remember it all. Anyway, the purport is Bhajan Kara, Shadan Kara, Marte Janlehoi. At the time of death, all our sadhana, all our bhajan, that we will see at the time of death. In the Christian tradition and the Islamic tradition, they have the idea, judgment day. There's judgment day. And then either you make it or you don't make it. And according to them, most don't make it. They have to go to hell forever, which is a horrible idea, actually. You get one chance, and then if you blow it, which most of them do, then you go to hell forever. But we all have our judgment day. The time of death for every human is judgment. Most go to Yamaraj, and then they get recycled. We're all in the recycling process. Either Urdvanga Chanti Sattvasta, you go up. If you're in those in the mode of goodness, Madhyetishtanti Rajasa, in the mode of passion, you come back to Sweden or somewhere around here. And Adhoga Chanti Tamasa, Jaganya Guna Vrittisto, Adhoga Chanti Tamasa. Those in the mode of ignorance, they go down. Down, 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 down. And once you go down, it's a long way down. You get caught in the 8,400,000 species of life. So, judgment day is there. For devotees, there's always Krishna's special dispensation. Krishna is especially merciful to devotees. He looks after his devotees. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, Samohang Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dvesho Stina Priyaha. Krishna says, I'm neutral to everyone. I'm not partial, I treat everyone equally. But then he says, Ye Bhajanti Tumang Bhaktya Maite Teshu Chapi Ham. But if someone worships me, well, then I'm partial, I look after them. So Krishna is partial to his devotees. But at the same time, we should know that we have the opportunity now to hear and chant about Krishna. This project of going back to Godhead, if we can take the opportunity that's given to us now. At the time of death, how many potatoes we've eaten or how many packets of washing powder we've purchased won't help us. How we've practiced Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, Ye bhajanti tumang bhaktya. Those who worship me in devotion. Maite teshu chapi aham. Krishna says, I take special care of them. So, although undoubtedly in Kali Yuga it is a great project just to keep this miserable body running on in some kind of state, to feed it and clothe it and keep it warm in this country. It's quite a project to keep it warm. Collecting wood and then chopping it and making fires and then cleaning out the fires. And it's a great project just to keep this body going on. And as it gets older, it takes up more of our attention. We might think, well, when I'm old, then I'll do bhajan. I'll do a final spurt at the end. Just the hare and the tortoise kind of thing. But the fact is that when we're old, the body itself takes up, I mean, even when we're young, the body takes up so much of our attention. But when we're old, then in many cases, the body is just so wrecked. It's such a task just to keep the body going from one day to the next. And especially in the modern age, there are so many diseases, particularly for the modern man, more advanced, progressive, scientific diseases that we get thanks to modern life. So we shouldn't take it for, first thing, we shouldn't take for granted that we'll have the opportunity and that we'll even live to old age, because as we often say, death can come at any moment. There's no guarantee that we'll even be alive for another minute. And we always say, yeah. But there is going to come 1 minute which is going to be the last minute. And we don't know when that minute will be. And it can be any time. It often happens that someone's just going on with their life and then they just drop dead, literally. So we may think, all right, well, I'm busy now, let me put it off till later. But later, we don't know what the situation will be. We may go senile. We may have such physical difficulty that even to chant could be very difficult. We may have breathing problems, or to voice problems. So the most important project is to go back to Godhead, to develop love of Krishna. And now we have the opportunity. We may think, well, if I don't make it this time, then there's always another chance. That's true, because Krishna is not such a cruel God that he throws people into hell forever. And those who are his devotees, he certainly gives them another chance. But Srila Prabhupada warned us not to think like that. He said that Kali Yuga is getting so bad that it's better not to wait and think, I'll come again, and because it's just getting so bad. And Srila Prabhupada said that in the early 1970s. And the world has got so much worse since that time. It's almost unimaginable how bad the world has become. In the 1970s, the scepter of terrorism began. I mean, there had been things like that previously, since time immemorial, but terrorism, it became, probably the word was coined in the 1970s. And there was, in Germany, the Bader-Meinhof gang, and then there was, I believe the word was coined in the 1974 Olympics in Munich, when the PLO, they killed all the Israeli contingent, all the Israeli athletes, plus the managers and everything, and then they hijacked a plane and took off. So, but nowadays, terrorism, it's just part of life. It's not some isolated incidents, but it's just part of life. Just like a few years ago, Jai Pitaka Maharaj, he was supposed to go to Dhaka in Bangladesh. And then the day before, there was a bomb explosion, some terrorist bomb explosion. And devotees said to him, well, don't go. It's because of the terrorists. He said, well, where will you go? Everywhere there's terrorism. Even if you stay where you are, there can also be terrorism there. So where will you go? And that's just one instance of how the world is so bad in so many ways. And even the Kamis themselves, who were so hopeful back in the 1950s and the 1960s, the world's getting better by science, we're going to make everything wonderful. And now they're just beginning to realize, yeah, we made a hell of a mess of it, and it's such a mess, we don't even know if we're going to make it through to the next generation, because the ecological disaster, I mean, complete disaster is possible at any time, that in various ways. Anyway, I didn't go on about that, but the point is that things are getting so bad, and Srila Prabhupada said that the time will come when people have children to eat them. That's why they have children. That why go to the trouble of carrying a child in the womb for 9 months? Well, because it tastes better than old people. The old people, when we kill the old people, that's quite nice. Prabhupada also said that the Kamis have yet to discover that human flesh is the tastiest. Oh, don't advertise it. But the young baby's got to be more tasty than the in soft flesh. So Prabhupada said, rather than the hard flesh of the old people. So Srila Prabhupada said that time will come when people, they have children just to eat them. The world is becoming so bad. So better go back to Godhead now. The opportunity is there now for all of us. And of course, we have to preach Krishna consciousness. We have to print Back to Godhead. We have to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. There are so many things we have to do. But the most important project for everyone is the Back to Godhead project. As Srila Prabhupada, he wrote in one letter, one long letter, he's talking about preaching and distributing books. And then at the last letter of the last line of the letter is, Srila Prabhupada said, the highest realization is to save oneself. So, just a thought. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. Do you know that saying, preaching to the choir? It means you're speaking to the people who already agree with you. It's easy to preach to the choir, but it's not so easy to preach to the others. Just like sitting here, we may say, yeah, the demons, the commies, and this and that, but we have to get out to the demons and the commies and telling them to chant Hare Krishna and asking them to take up Krishna consciousness. That's a different proposition. So, preaching to, the choir also needs preaching to. How to utilize this human form of life in the best possible way. This project was set up with that purpose, that everyone can come and live and chant Hare Krishna. But it can be that we get to greater or lesser degrees absorbed in activities for bodily maintenance. That must be there. Activities for bodily maintenance must be there. But we should always remember that we have to chant Hare Krishna. We have to become mad after Krishna. So that requires to hear and chant about Krishna and remember what is the rarity of this human form of life and what a good opportunity we have now. And utilize the opportunity. It's a very good opportunity, living in association of devotees with all merciful Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vas Adi Bhakta Vrinda. Means we only see five here, but there are a lot more because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has many devotees. And although five of them may be visible here, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, then his devotees are there also. So there's so many devotees who we can pray for their mercy. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Tuma Bina Ke Doyalu Jagata Sangsari. We can pray for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Karuna Avatar. Although all the avatars, they descend out of their mercy, but especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they're known as Karuna Avatar, the most merciful avatars, that Ajahnu Lambita Bujo Kanagavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamala Yataksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharmapalo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are addressed as the very forms, the avatars of mercy. So they're very merciful. But we also have to beseech them, we have to pray for their mercy. And how does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give his mercy? What does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give? He comes to give Krishna prema. Namo Mahavaranaya, Krishna prema pradayate. He is Krishna prema prada, the one who gives Krishna prema. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya namne gaura tvishe nama, the most munificent. He gives love of Krishna, prema. That prema is very rare to achieve. How does he give it? How does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give prema? That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu jibe daya kari sapashad shiyadham saha avatari. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very merciful, descends into this world along with his associates and his holy dham. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here with his associates and his holy dham. Atantar durlabha prema karibare dan. He comes for the purpose of giving prema, Krishna prema, which is extremely rare. How does he give it? Shikai sharanagati bhakatera pran. He does that by teaching the process of sharanagati, which is the very life of the devotees. So sharanagati means there's six processes. Anukalyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyatiti vishvaso guptrit vevaranam tata. Atmanikshepa karapanye sharavidha sharanagati. To accept everything favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness, to reject everything unfavorable, to always think of Krishna as our protector and as our maintainer, to throw ourselves at Krishna, to run to Krishna, and to be very humble. So, process, the Anukulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulyasya Varjanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Rupa Goswami gave us all the processes, all the practical processes of how to execute devotional service, which Srila Prabhupada distilled into the program of sadhana and service that he gave us. And that's our project. To just take advantage of this and go back to Godhead. So, although there are many other projects, we should always remember that the best service we can do, the first service we can do to Guru and Krishna is to follow their directions by which we can be delivered from birth and death and delivered to their lotus feet. Of course, it's not just a matter of rules and regulations, but those rules and regulations are given there to help us become Krishna conscious. And if we just dedicate ourselves like that, then Krishna, who is inclined to be kind, will certainly be kind to us. We don't have to be it's not that you have to be some high-profile sannyasi or sannyasini or something like this to get Krishna's mercy. Simply we have to serve sincerely. Maybe you know, some years ago in Scotland, there's one devotee, she passed away, one of my god sisters, and she was what you might call an ordinary devotee, although devotees aren't ordinary. But she was simply engaged in service, and her motto was, always keep busy in Krishna's service. Then there's no time for the mind. That was her. She lived by that, and she taught that to other devotees. She wasn't a big preacher or anything. Her main service was bookkeeping. And she kept busy. So she had some terminal illness, and she passed away. But during her terminal illness, although she had just been what you might call an ordinary devotee, she started telling the devotees about her visions of Vrindavan and how she was a gopi in Vrindavan. And she wasn't a pretentious type. Scottish people in general are not a very pretentious kind of people. And everyone accepted that as the actual realization, the vision that Krishna was giving to her and prior to her leaving her body, maybe just to encourage all of us that if we just sincerely serve Krishna, that Krishna will reveal himself to us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. So, anyway, that's the project. Back to Godhead. We have to apply ourselves to that. Apply ourselves to this process of the temple is here. We can come here every day, hear and chant about Krishna, sing about Krishna, sing for Krishna, talk about Krishna, hear about Krishna. Festivals, we can make some special offerings to Krishna and just be Krishna conscious. That's the program, that's the project, the Bhakti Godhead project, the most important project. Okay, well, I didn't say anything that any of you hadn't heard before, I presume. So, nevertheless, if there are any questions, I'm open now. Yeah. What was that, sorry? Avoid what is not favorable for devotional service. What is that? Well, some of them are listed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Those 64 processes of devotional service, they fall into these two categories, that what should be done and what should not be done. That's called vidhi nisheda. So those things, what should not be done, include things like associating with non-devotees. That's a very important one. One should not fail to follow the Lord when he goes out in procession. So like that. The one about not associating with non-devotees, that is a major one. That includes things like watching television, which is associated with non-devotees. Reading things which have no relation to Krishna consciousness. Of course, there may be something, just like those who are preaching in the world, they have to know what's going on in the world to some extent. And those who are living in the world, just like parents, they should know the laws relating to parenting and education, for instance. I mean, as I was saying, you can't avoid the material world altogether, but to Rupa Goswami says that one should not interact with the material world more than necessary. So, and at the same time, one should not fail to interact with the material world as is required. One shouldn't neglect that. So, we should interact with the material world as much as is needed for our service, but we should know that we have to spend time and give energy into hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's the real purpose of life. Smaranam. If you work and you remember Krishna, that's very good. Hearing and chanting are the processes which awaken smaran. So generally, we don't automatically think of Krishna, which is why we're in the material world. So the process for helping to awaken that remembrance is hearing and chanting about Krishna. That should be done. That's the process given to hear and chant. There are other processes also, but the main process for this age is hearing and chanting about Krishna. Yeah, anything else? Any questions from the ladies' side? Yeah.
If you listen to the tape, it's the same frequency there as you listen to the person personally.
If you listen to a tape, is it the same fruit as listening to a person? In many ways, yes. But also Srila Prabhupada did want us to... Srila Prabhupada had his lectures recorded with the idea that devotees could listen to them later in through the record, through the, what do you call that, the recording medium. But he also wanted devotees to congregate for class. So I don't think Srila Prabhupada would be very satisfied if we just gave up the process of having class and everyone just wanders around with their MP3 players. We should have class also. We could say that listening to those recorded lectures is a plus, but it's not a substitute for daily coming together. That's one kind of sadhu sangha, isn't it? Coming together, hearing and chanting about Krishna. There can be some discussion also. Going down to hellish conditions means, animal body or plant body, or even there are some stones which have a living entity in them. Or it can mean also low human body. Whatever it is, it's not good. So better not go there. Going down. Better not go down.
Those who like stay on a level of like a human birth, do they go to this place like the ancestor planet?
The Pitri planet. They may go there also. It's a general term, Madhi Tishtanti Rajasaha. Those in the mode of passion remain in the middle level. So that's considered the human level, which it may not be only on this planet.
But is that considered like heavenly planet?
The Pitri Loka, as far as I know, it is considered something like a heavenly planet, yeah. There are different gradations of heavenly planets also. There are upadevatas, like Gandharvas and Charanas. They're not full-fledged, super-enjoying demigods, the assistant demigods. Anyway, I wouldn't worry about it too much. Don't get too much concerned with going to the heavenly planets. Better go back to Godhead.
You said that on this planet Earth we have the special opportunity to perform devotional service and go back home to Godhead.
Yeah, I said in human birth, and that's true on this planet Earth, it's a special facility for going back to Godhead.
Other planets which are on the same level as the Earth, like other planets, I mean, middle planets, systems, is it the same?
Beyond this particular area, do we get the same opportunity? Well, no, this particular planet seems to be the best. This is where all the avatars come, and particularly in India is the best. The holy rivers are there. So yeah, this particular planet is the best for, if we have a human birth, for developing God consciousness. Yeah. Is it possible that Yamaraj can have a difficulty to decide where you're going? I believe that Prabhupada said that those who are in a coma means Yamaraj is working it out. Otherwise, generally, he has a pretty efficient system.
Sometimes when you're in school, it can be difficult for the teacher to know to put a 5 or to put a 4. You are somewhere between, you know, like...
In between, yeah. Limbo. Yeah, there are in between places, like there's like the halfway heavenly planets, and there's also just like in it, if there are prisons where you can get a 5-year sentence or a 50-year sentence. So similarly, you could go to the hellish worlds for a shorter time or a longer time, or even within a hellish condition, some are better than others. You could be, for instance, to be born as a dog is a hellish condition, but if you're born as a dog and you're looked after nicely, that's less hellish than being born as a dog and just kicked around here and there like a street dog, which they don't have in Europe, street dogs. Dogs are privileged citizens. They have passports.
And actually, it's not the Krishna who was decided where Ajahn will go, or not Yamaraj, their servants, Vishnu Devas and Yama Devas, they have this question.
The Vishnu Devas and the Yama Devas, they were arguing. You're saying the Vishnu Devas, well... Vishnu Dutas, they have general orders that anyone who's chanting the holy names, they should be picked up by the Vishnu Dutas. So, they are not the ultimate arbitrators. But we shouldn't all wait for our Ajamil moment, that, you know, I'll just go on. Okay, I did chant Hare Krishna in the past, and now I'm not, but anyway, I'm just waiting for my Ajamil moment to take place. That's not a very good policy.
And the point is that many times we think that maybe Krishna decided or something.
Well, ultimately Krishna decides, but he has his agents also. He doesn't get involved directly with every living being who's rejected him. But for his devotees, he gets involved. Well, we can't dictate what Krishna will do, but devotees have faith that Krishna is looking after me. We pray to Krishna personally. We expect that Krishna is personally looking after us. Expect, yes. Expect Krishna's mercy. We think we're not qualified, but still we're waiting for Krishna. That's Ashabandha, to have hope that even though I'm not fit, but because somehow or other I'm trying to be Krishna conscious, that Krishna will deliver me. Krishna will be merciful to me. Yeah. For developing it according to Srila Prabhupada, what should be for this community? Well, there could be many things. Ultimately, Krishna consciousness. As you asked me, just some idea came in my mind. At least during the months when it's not extremely cold, you could maybe take the deities out around. Do you do that? Once a year, take them out regularly and go house to house. Go to every house with Sankirtan. I think that would enliven the devotees. Huh? What do you think? It just came in my mind as you asked. You could do it every Ekadashi or every Sunday or what is something like that. Go house to house. Then all devotees, and then devotees have to give some offering of fruit or some donation or something like that. Might at least tidy up their houses a bit. They can't say no. I mean, no one can say no. So if they don't come, if the mountain, what is that? If Muhammad doesn't go to the mountain, then mountain goes to Muhammad. So, or yeah, in this case, it's round the other way, yeah. It's a suggestion. So, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.